members call the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration of Order. Quorum is present. Mr. Magnus moves the minutes for Wednesday, March 17, 2010. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Members, I will move the proposed calendar for Tuesday, March 23, 2010. We will not set time parameters for these bills yet. We will not be taking them up today. This will give members of the minority a chance to look through this portion of the calendar. So we'll probably come back tomorrow and set time parameters for this portion of the calendar. Any discussion? Representative Cipher.
Mr. Chair, it says to be placed on the calendar for Tuesday, so we'll have session tomorrow?
Yes, we're in session Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this week.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, okay.
Yeah.
Has that been announced? I haven't checked my email, but...
It was announced last week, yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
Thanks.
All those in favor of the calendar signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Members, now time parameters for the bill we're taking up today. Representative Carlson's 1671. I spoke to Representative Zellers last week and said if we could see a number of amendments and some time parameters. I see he's not with us yet. I guess my recommendation is we recess because we're going to go to the floor. We're going to start up session, then we're going to break to caucus, and perhaps we'll come back as the Rules Committee after both sides caucus, and maybe we'll have a better sense for the public on how long this debate will last. We'd like to remind members of the committee and the public that they did pass significant health care reform in about 8 hours, so certainly we can get $300 million worth of cuts to government done, maybe within the same time parameters. So,
Mr. Chairman, could I say, as the author of the bill, if somebody's recognized that I request the chair to give them like 28 seconds. I spent most of the day yesterday watching that.
Yes.
I guess that really shows what a political junkie I happen to be, but it was interesting to watch that process.
Representative Hollis.
I just hope we're not going to have Washington, D.C. politics. We could do it much quicker.
Oh, there you go. We can show them how to do that.
Show them how it's done.
Yeah. So we will probably stand in Representative Cipher.
Mr. Chair, what areas are being covered in today's bill? It's not human services and not K-12.
Correct.
Okay. Is it pretty much everything else?
It's everything else but that.
Everything but those two, and no taxes.
There's cuts to aids and credits in the bill.
Okay. Early childhood.
Early childhood is not in the bill as well.
No tax.
Okay.
So. Representative Winkler.
Mr. Chair, Representative Carlson. I wondered how long House File 1812 took us to debate 2 years ago.
That was about 14 hours and 40 minutes.
Mr. Chair, you know, we're dealing with about a third of the money and a third of the issues, so a third of 14 hours would put us, you know, maybe 4.5 hours, which would be a reasonable.
Well, my suggestion will be is all notes on the floor. We'll probably break for caucus for about an hour, and we'll probably come back here then. I'll be more time certain on the floor when we'll come back in here, and we'll have a better sense from both sides how long that will take. Representative Carlson.
Chair, a serious follow-up to that. In fact, I had used a similar formula a little bit ago. But the one thing for maybe both caucuses to remember when 1812 was before us, that did have a provision dealing with health and human services, and that's where much of the debate centered, and that won't be before us today as we move forward. So,
okay. Well, members, we'll be in recess to the call of the chair. Thank you. Members will reconvene the Rules Committee for taking up the time parameters for House File 1671, Representative Carlson's bill. We had a brief discussion about this earlier today. We just broke the caucus. I know the Democrats, in presenting the bill, we're going to be fairly brief because I do know this bill and portions of this bill had more than a dozen hearings and probably more than a few days worth of time in those hearings, so folks are very familiar with what's in the bill, so the presentation of the bill shouldn't take too long. I know members on my side of the aisle probably have a handful of amendments, five, maybe six, and just my earlier Zellers as to a roadmap and what you're seeing from your side of the aisle.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As always, we will try to make what you consider a good bill a little bit better. I don't know that this has changed any time than in the past. I think that the debate should take as long as the members' discussion or amendments to the bill take. So, again, we don't agree with the time perimeter standpoint, so I'm not going to offer a time specific that our members will be done or not done, because as you just mentioned, in some cases the discussion has been as long, if not longer, from the authors of the bill or the amendments from the majority party side.
Okay. Do you, Representative Sellers, do you have any idea approximately how many amendments on your side? because I know you don't agree with the parameters, but we're still going to try to make it work. So do you have any idea on amendments?
No, I don't, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Chair.
Representative Hartman.
Well, I have a question. Do members think we should pass the bill during the light of day or in the dark of night? I go with light of day.
Any other discussion on time parameter for this bill?
I just have a procedural question.
Sure. Representative Seifert.
Mr. Chair, on for amendments that are offered by, say, to add money or take money away, does it have to stay within the parameters of the overall bill or within the state of finance, has to stay within state of finance, judiciary within judiciary, et cetera?
Representative Seifert, much as in the past, when either side was in the majority, we have a budget resolution that you have to keep within those targets in individual committee areas. So you can't take from taxes and give to education or take from economic development and give to agriculture. Representative Westrup.
Mr. Chair, I haven't counted up the number of topics, but there's several. Mr. Representative Carlson, how many different budget areas are in this bill?
Mr. Chairman, it's all the budget areas with the exception of K-12 education, early ed, and health and human services.
I believe that would be 10, Representative Westrum.
Okay. And just, I mean, historically, we've taken these in individual or smaller group areas. And oftentimes, it's not unheard of to see 2, 3, 4 hours debate on those individual areas. So just as your, what are you proposing at this point in time?
Representative Westrum, I was looking for input from the minority. When I had a conversation with Representative Zellers before we went to caucus, I had asked if I could get a sense of how many amendments would be offered, and we would do the same in our caucus. And as I said, we probably have 5 to 6 amendments on our side, tops, and you heard what Representative Zeller said happened in your caucus. We still don't have a clear picture and really want to do this for the public. As Representative Portman said, the public, I think, deserves to know when we'll be voting on this. And so I'm at a loss now. I'm still looking for some guidance on how long this debate should be. Representative Westrum, when we were here before session started, Representative Carlson had a discussion that this is about a third the size of the bill that the last major budget balancing bill he carried, and that took about 14 hours. So if we just look mathematically at that, maybe a third the amount of time. So I'm not sure. Representative Simon.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move, if it's appropriate, that we set a time parameter of 4 hours.
Okay. Representative Simon moves 4 hours. Do members think that that'll be enough time?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Representative Tolbert.
I would suggest that we extend it just a little bit for the courtesy.
Okay.
So keep it in. I would say 5.
5 hours. Okay. Representative Simon considers that friendly. Any further discussion on that? Does that sound reasonable? I know you don't like this, Representative Zellers, but does that sound reasonable?
Well, Mr. Chairman, reasonable is in the eye of the beholder. Again, depending on how long some of the speeches go, if you've got a half a dozen of amendments on your side of the aisle, I can't control how long those members are going to speak. I also, in some cases, I'm not able to control how long some of the members of my caucus speak as well.
Okay.
May or may not have amendments, Mr. Chairman. Doesn't mean that they don't have opinions.
Sure.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Westrum.
5 hours would be long before sundown, but I think it's, what's sundown, about 7, 8 o'clock? Is that, Representative Hartman, that when you wanted to be done?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I think sunset tonight is probably around 6 o'clock.
Well, it was 7 something this weekend, so...
Well, I haven't been paying attention, Representative. I was at a swimming pool all weekend, 7:02 p.m. this evening.
Should we say 7 o'clock then? If we actually get this Rules Committee done, we can be on the floor shortly. Should we just say by 7 p.m., 7 hours? Yeah, I think that's fairly generous. And that kind of matches what they did in Washington on the health care bill. Though their Rules Committee, for members who watched the health care debate yesterday, I was probably a bigger nerd, and they had a Rules Committee meeting the day before that lasted almost all day. And if you think this is very difficult, what we do in here, I suggest that you watch the Congressional Rules Committee hearing sometime. It's quite entertaining.
So sure, would that be to learn not what not to do?
Exactly, Representative Westrum, exactly. So I will amend Representative Simons to 7 hours, and we'll be done time certain then by 7 p.m. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion prevails. Thank you, members. We're in recess.